I'm at Preston Lodge High School in Preston Pans in East Lothian, and I'm with a group of S6 boys, young gentlemen, who were involved in making the neiltakesonscience.com, is it?
.co.uk,
sorry gents. neiltakesonscience.co.uk website, which I think you should take a look at first. Let's find out a bit more about it first. And Neil, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, yeah, I'm fine. The Neil Takes on Science site, it's a really interesting way in which we've seen learners such as you and your friends build what really looks like a different approach to learning. You're exemplifying your development, your understanding of biology and science generally by building a site to help people understand it. How did it come about? How has it helped?
Well, it came about, we were making videos in biology to try and aid our learning, consolidate what we've done. Because if you explain things to other people, it's a great way for learning.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can explain it to other people, it proves you understand it really well. And of course, I kind of volunteer myself to do a lot of the talking, so it's kind of Neil Takes on Science, a bit fun.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't take ourselves too seriously, but then we got to the point, at our point in the year, where Mr. Kelly gave us the idea of why don't you try making a website.
Mm-hmm.
So we done this thing on Google Sites. We all started chipping in, trying to make things better. We used a lot of your course notes to put these things up online. And over our summer holidays, we got the domain. So, of course, we're .co.uk now.
Mm-hmm.
And we started building it up from there.
Okay. How do you think it's helped you learn?
It's helped me a lot because we've managed to build ourselves up. We've explained all this stuff and put it on there, which really helps us because you understand it a lot more once you're mm-hmm. trying to explain it to other people.
Okay. Now, Cameron, you were speaking to me earlier about... Well, I'm here really to see the device that you've been using, the Google Chromebook. And I was asking, what's it about this device that helps, enhances the learning opportunities that you and your friends have? What was it you were saying to me about that?
Well, the Google products as a whole, you've got your Google Sites and your Google Docs. You can use them all together with the Chromebook, and it's all really nice to synchronise. You can take it home, well, not the Chromebooks themselves home, but you can go home and work on your stuff at home.
Mm-hmm.
It's all really, it just fits together really nice.
Gents, what about yourselves? I was speaking to you about the Google Chromebook. What was it you were saying to me about?
When you turn it on, you log in using EduBuzz,
mm-hmm.
which is a system that every school people in East Lothian seems to have, and then that links straight to your as an email kind of set up through Google,
mm-hmm.
and it links to the Google Docs, which is, it's like you've got a processor, so you can do documents, you can do spreadsheets, you can do pictures and things, say things like homework, and then it loads them onto, holds them online and saves them all for you, and as soon as you log on, you have to keep logging on to things and go through all these different ways to get to. You just log on and it's there for you.
Mm-hmm.
And also things like it links into your YouTube account, which is, because it's through Google, you've got it through the school. So if you save videos, educational mm-hmm. videos, because there's lots of things on there, you don't have to go search for them again. You can have them saved and then you just look up. It's like, oh, I remember I had a video about this. When you're revising, you just look it up straight away on the Chromebook. You don't have to go through all these searches.
You're talking about YouTube and you're talking about access to Google, etc. Some local authorities and some other schools in Scotland don't have access to these things because they're blocked.
Yeah.
If that was the case for you, how would that impact on or inhibit your learning?
Well, we do. A lot of stuff we do is actually on YouTube, and things that we do as a sixth year as a whole. We put all of our events, never mind just the learning side of things, onto YouTube so that we can all access it. So I think it's a major, almost like a problem if schools don't have access to YouTube. The thing we were talking at to these little PTs and saying about YouTube Edu, that Paul knows a little bit more about.
Uh-huh.
Do you see that then as
a really kind of positive,
yeah.
almost like a service or a resource that's integral to your learning?
It's a massive resource for us because our biology teacher, he puts his PowerPoints up online and then we can go in there and there's links to YouTube videos, which are easy ways to explain it, and you get pictures and everything, which is a lot easier than maybe he can explain using textbooks and, mm-hmm. and words and things. And then also you can just do it at your home. You just have him there. Instead of having him there, you have YouTube, and it's like...
Okay, I'm getting the impression here that it's the device is part of the success of what's happened here. But it seems that it's part of a bigger infrastructure in terms of having your teacher who structures learning in this way, that's positioned it in such a way that you're free to go and use these resources, and you find that it's almost become integral to how you learn. Is that fair to say, would you say?
Because without this foundation, it's really difficult to actually just get started and working.